It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The federal magistrate who authorized the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago on Thursday ordered the Justice Department to unseal a redacted version of the affidavit that was used to justify the warrant and to unseal it by noon on Friday. So we all sat waiting as 12 noon came and went and then learned that the PACER system had crashed. That's how they disseminate information throughout the federal court system, apparently. Well, when the redacted 37-page document was finally received by those who could interpret it some 30 minutes later, we finally began learning some of the details. Right off the bat, on page 2, this paragraph, quote, "There is probable cause to believe that additional documents that contain classified NDI, National Defense Intelligence, or that are presidential records subject to record retention requirements currently remain at the premises. There is also probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at the premises." Obviously, there's much more than that. Much of it redacted, but there's a lot there. It's available to read now online. I've got a copy of it posted with today's What's News at NicoleSandler.com/news. In other news, in the wake of the extreme court overturning Roe v. Wade, trigger laws have been popping up around the nation. On Thursday, three states, Idaho, Tennessee, and Texas laws banning abortions with few exceptions all went into effect. A similar trigger law, passed previously and designed to be enforced only after Roe was struck down, goes into effect in North Dakota today. And an Oklahoma law imposing higher criminal penalties for performing illegal abortions goes into effect Saturday, tightening an existing state ban. The changes in these five states will sharply restrict access to abortion for about 10 million women of reproductive age between 15 and 49. Some of them are facing court challenges, but that's not good enough. Thankfully, there's some pushback on the right-wing authoritarian policies taking hold across the country. A three-judge federal appeals court panel on Thursday barred the state of Arkansas from enforcing its ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender children. They upheld a lower court decision temporarily blocking the 2021 law. The judges stating, quote, "Because the minor's sex at birth determines whether or not the minor can receive certain types of medical care under the law, Act 626 discriminates on the basis of sex." Well, the lower court will hold an October trial on whether or not to permanently block the law. Arkansas was the first state to prohibit doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to people under the age of 18. The state's Republican attorney general said his office will ask the full appeals court to review the, quote, "dangerously wrong decision." There's nothing wrong about it. The former guy's legal troubles just keep piling up. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has called for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to testify before the grand jury in Atlanta that's investigating the former guy's efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Willis, who's overseeing that investigation, ordered Meadows to appear on September 27th. She's also seeking testimony on September 22nd from former Trump attorney Sidney Powell and cyber researcher James Waldron. A filing in the case says Meadows, quote, was involved in setting up the call in which Trump pressed Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to reverse his loss in the state to Biden. Now, with the former guy banned from Twitter and other social media platforms, he started his own, the Orwellian-named Truth Social, to spew his venom and lies. Well, Truth Social appears to be in some financial trouble. According to Fox Business, one of the platform's largest vendors and creditors, a company called RightForge, is accusing Truth Social of reneging on its contractually obligated monthly payments for work that RightForge did in setting up the platform's online infrastructure. RightForge claiming Truth Social made only three payments and nothing since March. They say Truth Social now owes them over $1.6 million. And finally, a shout out to whomever is manning the White House Twitter account for standing up to a number of Republican members of Congress who've been attacking the Biden administration over the college loan debt relief. For instance, Marjorie Taylor Greene complained on Newsmax, quote, "For our government just to say, okay, your debt is completely forgiven, it's completely unfair." Well, in response, the White House tweeted, quote, "Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had $183,504 in PPP loans forgiven. Oops. But wait, there's more. To Vern Buchanan's complaints that it's reckless and unfair, the White House tweeted, quote, Congressman Vern Buchanan had over $2.3 million in PPP loans forgiven. $2.3 million? To Matt Gaetz, who tweeted his objection to more funding for Ukraine, the White House tweeted, Congressman Matt Gaetz had $482,321 in PPP loans forgiven. Wow. And there were many, many more. Republicans, in addition to being liars and crooks, are hypocrites. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.